Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Gunther Watson. If you guys don't know me, you guys might have heard me as Gunther Films on my YouTube channel. So I'm going to tell you about the story how I became a shy, innocent boy to something I wasn't proud of. Well, then I changed after that. So it all started in sixth grade when I was hanging out with a group. They called themselves the Under Squad. For some reason, I don't really know. So I met a guy named, a guy named Ethan Vargas. Yeah, we started, like, having fun with each other, you know, friends. Then he introduced me to, like, other friends. So we started, like, being a whole entire group. And then, there's this guy named what's his name? Kenny. He's, like, small, annoying white kid who kept, like, annoying me and Ethan. So we started, like, telling him to back off. Then he kept annoying us, so Ethan handled it in a sort of inappropriate way. I'm not gonna talk about it. Then Kenny moved away out of his school because he had to move to California or something. Then in seventh grade, there's also another guy who came to the group and started bugging and annoying. Yeah. His name is Jorge, and then the other one is Evan. He kept necking us, and we hated it. So Ethan and there's this guy named Robert, who's also my friend. We told the teacher on them. And then after that, I don't know what happened, but the next week, I guess, they all became friends, and then they all started to neck me in a sort of way, and then I hated it, so, you know, I had to defend myself, but I didn't know how to fight, so, yeah. Well, I didn't go to any fighting classes or anything, so I just had to, like, move out of the group. And my own business. It wasn't like I was, like, depressed. It was just like I was, like, so mad. It's like I wanted to, you know. And then there's this, like, Russian kid, really tall Russian kid named Daniel XU. I don't know, his mom's Chinese, his dad passed away. He knows that these kids are, like, trying to neck me and stuff. So he said to me after school, he said, "Hey, do you want to jump these kids?" And I was like, well, I was, like, really angry, so I just said, yeah. Then we found Robert walking with Jorge, and then me and Daniel jumped them. Oh my gosh, that was a regret. We jumped them, and then Evan came out, and then I don't know what Daniel was like so, like, he was, like, really tall. He's, like, taller than me. He was, like, t- taller than all of them. So he stole Robert's water bottle and hit it and hit Evan with the water bottle. So I just, like, ran off because I felt like I was a bully. The next day, Daniel went to me. He talked to me, and I was like, why did you do that? And he was like, you said that they kept hitting you and necking you, right? I was like, yeah. And then he was like, karma. And I was like, oh, okay, fine. I don't know. My mind was really, it was just like hate. It was like, and then Dan and I like went, is Dan and I were cool again. And then we jumped Robert the second time. And Daniel, he was chasing after Robert. Robert was, like, running really fast. And I came in and I pushed Robert, and then he hit his computer case at Daniel in the near the groin. Then I was like so angry. So I don't want to talk about it. Okay. After that day, after that, Robert ran to the teacher and told on us, but we ran before he went to the teacher, so. Yeah. I was seen like a bully, but I just, like, wanted to take care of things, but in the wrong way. So, two months after that, Robert told every single person, every single friend that he has. And then it was gym class. Daniel and I were, like, talking about funny stuff. We were talking about, like, memes, like, some, like, middle school stuff. And, I remember before I left the group, Ethan told me that I was a wuss. So, when we were in gym, I told him, why are you calling me a wuss? You're the wuss for not handling, or, because I made him cry in sixth grade, and I shouldn't have done that. So I said that you're the wuss, and then I walked away. He slapped my neck like every middle schooler does to people. So I was like a really fast kid, so I turned around and I slapped him, and his face got red. Well, you know, like, some people call it the B-word slap, and his face turned red. Daniel was, like, laughing. He was recording, and I was like, what have I just done? And, yeah, I just slapped my own friend. Well, I just slapped a kid in gym class. So I ran away because I didn't want to, you know, deal with, I didn't want to fight him. I just wanted, like, to say to him to back off as a body language. And I told Daniel that I feel bad for him, and then Dan was like, no, bro, this is fun. This is so fun. And then I was like, what? And then he was like, don't feel bad for a person who calls you names. And I was like, yeah, I guess he's right. So I was just like, okay, I guess I did something right and wrong at the same time. So at that point, Ethan was afraid of me. And I was not proud of that at all. But he won't, talk to me anymore, which is something I want. Three months and 2 weeks, more friends came in. I made a friend named Colin Davalos. I shouldn't call names, but they're, you have to know that they're like bad kids. So I'm just gonna call out names of bad kids. But Colin Davalos is not bad. Besides, there's like many Colin Davalos in this world. I made like 7 friends, including Daniel, and then we all like joined in, made a group. Well, it was not like a freaking under squad or anything. It was just a group. It was just a friend group. We like text each other and stuff. We hang out. And yeah, there's more to the story, but I guess I'll have to say it in the next episode. So I'm gonna end this podcast. So make sure to don't be a bully. Don't like say that, hey, this is karma. This is karma. No, don't end up like the same thing as me. It's like real. It's like a dead end. And don't like I got in trouble for that. I had to talk to the assistant principal. So don't like do the same thing I did. So I guess this is a motive. I guess this is like a moral episode podcast. I'm gonna end the podcast, so bye. Hey guys, it's me, Gunther Films. Welcome to my podcast channel.